A reading from John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Christian friends, today, May 1st, is the festival of St. Philip and St. James, apostles. St. Philip, we know some things about. You heard him mentioned in the reading from John 14. There's a little dialogue there between Philip and Jesus. And there are a couple of other places where we read about incidents involving Philip. But then there's St. James. Now, right there, we've got a problem. Which of all the Jameses is this one referring to? You know, there's a whole bunch of guys named James in the New Testament, a veritable James gang, so to speak. So which one are we commemorating today? Well, it's not James, the son of Zebedee, brother of John, one of the big three of Peter, James, and John, the first martyr among the apostles. Nope, not him. And it's not James of Jerusalem either, one of the leaders of the early church that we read about in the book of Acts. It's not him. No, this James is James, the son of Alphaeus, always mentioned in the lists of the 12 apostles, but that's about it. And even there, in those lists of the 12, this James is always included in the bottom tier. He does rank ahead of Judas Iscariot in those listings, but I suppose that's a low bar to hurdle. No, this James we know almost nothing about. There are no stories involving him in particular. He's just one of the 12. And we don't know much about him from church history either. But he is an apostle, so we got to have a day for him, even though he's got to share it with Philip. And to distinguish this James from the better known Jameses in the Bible, we refer to him as James the Less. How would you like to be known as that? James the Less. I mean, you go to a party and you introduce yourself and you say, "Hi, I'm James the Less. Don't confuse me with those other guys across the room. I'm not as important as they are." That's what it's like to be known as James the Less for the rest of your life and for the rest of church history. You know, we name churches after apostles, and there are a lot of congregations named St. John Lutheran Church or, like mine, St. Matthew Lutheran Church. But I don't think I've ever come across one named St. James the Less Lutheran Church. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. poor St. James the less? Or is he? You know, Jesus said, whatsoever you do to the least of these my brethren, you do unto me. So Jesus has your back, James the less. He's looking out for you. It's not just the big boys who qualify. And James was there when Jesus says to Thomas and Philip and the other disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I am the way and the truth and the life. This is why it's okay to be a James the less, because Jesus supplies the more. He gives you what you cannot do for yourself. Jesus prepares an eternal dwelling place for us with the Heavenly Father. We couldn't do that. Our sins stand in the way. We'd be shut out. But Jesus opens the kingdom of heaven to all who believe in him. The way is opened through the sacrifice that Christ made for us on the cross, when he, the Holy Son of God, died in the place of sinners like you and me. And then Christ rose on Easter Day, showing that the victory remains with life. Jesus' resurrection life, which he shares with us, all of us who have been baptized into him. And soon our risen and ascended Lord Jesus will return to take us home to be with him and with all of his saints forever. Yes, Jesus truly is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus did all this for his lesser apostles as well as for the greater ones. Jesus does this for all his lesser pastors today. You know, last night was the call service at Fort Wayne, and tonight is the call service here in St. Louis. These men are being called into the ministry, and most of them are going to be serving as James the Less type pastors. Not well known, serving smaller congregations, not high profile. And many of them will probably end up that way too. But that's okay. Jesus cares for the least of his brothers, as well as the prominent ones. So it's good that we have a day for James the Less. I'd say he's the patron saint of all us nobody pastors. Whatever your vocation, whatever your calling, whatever your prominence in the church or lack thereof, know today that it's just fine to be a James the Less. And I have a hunch that James himself would agree with that. I think he would say, Jesus must increase, and I'll be content to be the less. Brothers and sisters, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. For you know the one who is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus has prepared a place for you, and he will come and take you to himself. For all the lesser saints, like James, as well as for the greater ones, Jesus gives us more than we deserve, more than we can imagine. And so James would tell us today, I may be the less, but Jesus is the more. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.